The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Thou shalt not display the Ten Commandments in the classroom? I'm Fred Bottomer with Report on Religion. Civil liberties groups have filed a lawsuit to block Louisiana's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom.
Not only is it not necessary in a public school, it's unconstitutional and it's wrong. This is not the role of the state in our society. We don't have the government telling people what they should and shouldn't believe in, which gods they should pray to and worship. We have public schools. We have Sunday schools, and they are a separate thing. And everyone has a right to send their kids to Sunday school, but the two are not the same. And for those who want to engage in their own religious education with their kids, that's for Sunday school, or that's however they choose to do it. That's not what the role of this state is. That is not what the government should be doing.
Dan Mock is with the ACLU.
Religion is too important to leave in the hands of these government officials. And the families are concerned. The families want the power to do this themselves, to tell their kids, we believe X or Y, or you should question this or that about your faith. We filed on behalf of a number of families in the state, some Christian, some Jewish, some members of no faith, Unitarians, it includes ministers.
In signing the bill into law, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said such a law only makes sense.
If you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses.
With Report on Religion, Fred Bottomer, CBS News.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.